The next patient is Glenda Self. The last name is S like in Sierra, E like in Echo, L like in Lima, P like in Peter, Papa, and H like in Hotel, Self, S-E-L-P-H, Glenda, G-L-N-D-A. Number one, 64-year-old, white female, that we had been following in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4. This patient has a history of kidney stones, and the patient had a chronic hydronephrosis in the left side. That was intervened by Dr. Onishi in the hospital. On October the 14th of 2023, the patient was taken to the cystoscopy suite. A retrograde was done, a stent was placed. And according to the patient's information, the stent fell off before the patient was released from the hospital. She stayed in the hospital for more than 4 weeks, and the reason was a cardiovascular complication. This patient has coronary artery disease, and she has an episode of atrial fibrillation. Was very unstable. During the hospital stay, the patient has some acute deterioration of the kidney function. The kidney function was deteriorated. The GFR went as low as 11.8 mLs per minute. The hydronephrotic changes in the left kidney improve, and they order a nuclear scan that reports confusing information with an uptake in the left kidney, a T1 of 30 minutes, and with a total kidney function of 43%. Interestingly, the right kidney couldn't be seen, but somehow they reported a 57% of the kidney function. I tried to talk to Dr. Harr, H-A-R-R, but he was gone for the day, and he's going to contact me tomorrow in order for me to be able to clarify the condition. After the patient was released from the hospital, she went to the skilled nurse facility for 4 more weeks. The kidney function had the evidence of some improvement. However, we don't have that information. We are going to order a laboratory workup in order to reassess the kidney function and make the necessary changes. Number two, obesity. The patient has lost 20 pounds of body weight, and we are making the recommendation of staying in this body weight, because it's going to make the difference in terms of kidney function as well as blood sugar control. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia that has to be reevaluated. Following number, proteinuria. The patient has had the last time an albumin to creatinine ratio of 77. We are going to repeat this. Following number, the patient had atrial fibrillation in the hospital. She's on Plavix and aspirin. She's not anticoagulated at the present time. The patient has been asymptomatic, denied the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under fair control, 173 over 72. Following number, esophageal reflux disease that it doesn't have manifestations at the present time. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup and reevaluate the case very soon. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalization. With the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.